on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 816 Rock Hunter.
Yes.
F-18. Or A-18 Super Hornet, dude. Oh,
hauling ass, man. Hauling ass.
Wait, that movie's supposed to come out this year, right?
I think so. 2021. I know it got moved around a bunch, so fingers crossed. It wasn't supposed to be out May of last year of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then it got moved to like December, I think, and then it got moved again.
Should we pool our stimulus checks together and buy one?
Yeah.
Just fly it around. That'd be cool.
A Super Hornet, you saying?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, I got a simulator. We could buy the video game, and it's probably all we could afford.
No, I'm just saying, like, all of Southwest Michigan, everyone that listens to WIRX, we pool our stimulus money together, and we can buy one, right? That should work.
That one dude almost won one from Pepsi.
Yeah.
He got like a million Pepsi points and could have won a Harrier jet. That's what it was.
They didn't think anyone could do it, and he did it. And they're like, wait, what? Yeah. Give him my jet,
executives.
Bitches. Yeah. Where's my jet,
couple
son?
Executives in the back. Oh, my God. He actually did it.
This is insane. Anyway, folks, it is the Plan B Morning Show, and we got to keep removing. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
The cops in Port St. Lucie. Is that Lucie, Florida? It's in Florida. Anyway, they pulled over two guys around 3 a.m. on New Year's Eve. One of them was 30-year-old Jethro Genius. Jethro. I just like that.
Okay.
He had an outstanding warrant, so they searched his backpack. They found two large bags inside, one with a white powder and the other one with a brown powder. They assumed the bags were filled with drugs, but Jethro said, no. Those aren't drugs, officer.
It's brown sugar and powdered sugar, right?
They were ingredients to bake a cake. That's right. He said one was sugar and one was cornstarch. unfortunately for him, the cops did a quick field test and found they were actually both ecstasy. Then when they took him to jail, he accidentally dropped a bag of meth, and he didn't try to pass it off as baking powder or something like that. He's been hit with several drug charges. That makes sense. So that guy was packing. What I love is, okay.
So he's the kid with the backpack, you know?
Yeah,
what's
always
in the backpack? Why you got a backpack?
Unless you're in college or below, there's no reason for an adult to have a backpack unless you're carrying around drugs, all right? It's just, come on now. You're a grown man with a full backpack. Like, oh, it's for school. It's for home ec. I'm baking a cake. Right. No. The best part about
every drug dealer's got a backpack.
Every single one. My drug dealer had a Dora the Explorer backpack. It was great. I always knew it was him.
Disguise.
Now, right. The best part about this whole story is whatever. He had a warrant. Okay. He had bags full of drugs. Okay. He said they were ingredients for cake. Okay. No. The best part is that while in jail, he dropped a bag of meth. Like, wait, come on, man. You know that whole time he's like, okay, they only got the two bags. Okay, I'm fine. I still got this meth. How do you drop that bag?
He drops it. Yeah, where did it drop from?
Yeah.
Out of his body?
Was he clenching that thing, doing the old prison wallet, you know? Just trying to like, oh God. All right, turn around.
Almost made it.
So, there you go. Guy just baking a cake. Just a drug-filled cake there in Florida.
What's in the backpack, huh?
Cake stuff? Okay, you're coming to jail.
Right.
That's your WTF of the day.
WTF.